Blog Talk Radio.
Marcia, good story is a good story, and we have a great show today. It's an afternoon show for a change, but we have our favorite little gurus here. I call them the Four Musketeers now, and I think Jeff is on the line too. But I'm going to introduce first Willow Cross. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Kimberly Miller and Jennifer Malone.
Hi.
Right? And Jeff
Hello.
Will be on. You might as well just stay on while I just say my little things, and Jeff is on too. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how are you?
Good. And Bethany, are you here?
Yes, Marcia, I'm here.
Hello. Hi, Bethany. All right, maybe we should talk about a few things. And, you know, we're losing, you know, sometimes if anybody gets lost here, then we could just call in again. Do you have storms where you are? Bethany?
Do I have storms?
Yes. Do you have storms?
Not yet. They're moving in this evening.
Yeah, we got that too. All right, so hopefully we'll be fine. Last night, I swear, I think I heard, well, I know I did. It was like this thunder, but maybe it was a transformer because then nothing happens. I guess that's what it was. I don't know. It must have blown somewhere. Anyway, we're on the show. We're having a good time today, and I should talk about tomorrow's show, which is Sherry Ellis will be on Gather Round, and it's going to be a cute little show. J.D. Holliday and Christy Condley are on that show, and that is at 9 o'clock Central, 10 Eastern, and it's a short show, but it's a good show. It's just for the kids, so if you want something to do with them, turn it on, and you can hear the story being read. It's not there's not really a lot of conversation. It's just really for the kids, and it's kind of fun for the kids, and they're really enjoying it, and they'll be on tomorrow, and I will be on, I think I'm on Tuesday with, Jennifer Wright is here. She's done a blog tour, and I'm having on Jamie Hope and Lisa Morgan. They'll be my guests, and we're going to have a great time tomorrow. Bethany will be with us, right, Tuesday? I mean, it's not tomorrow, it's Tuesday. I feel like I've been on a million times. And we're going to have a great conversation today, and I think Bethany, do you want to just talk about our event that we're having? This is an important thing, our romance event.
No, go ahead. You're doing fine.
Thank you very much. I mean, you don't want to talk. Not fair. Okay. All right. We're having a great event on Tuesday the 11th. It's a romance event, any kind of romance, but it's for self-published authors. It's published authors traditionally. It's also for reviewers. It's for people that are reading it. And there's reviewers, publishers, writers, or let's see, who else? Did I miss anything? But everybody's really included. And they can call in if they want. And the number that they would call in would be 714-242-5259. And we'll be posting, but it's going to be September 11th. And we're going to have some great romance writers coming in. And it's going to last for, it may last for a week or several days because there's so many people. But I won't be on the whole time for several days. I think I have to do other things, but it's going to be a fun, and, you know, so if you're self-published, traditionally, we're going to be tagging, sharing, and it's actually really fun. Everybody knows how I feel, but I don't love tagging and sharing. However, with the romance writers, I did that with Rebel Ink Press, and it was a lot of fun. So I thought, like, this way people will get to know other titles and just who the people are. And it's not going to be, we're not going to really be talking to anybody for a great length, but we are going to be spreading the word around about all the romance because it is fun and everybody's loving it. And I myself have joined because I'm doing romance. I have my new one is coming out. That's coming out. Let's see, it should be out in a few weeks. My other one is Every Man Wants Her, and It's Never Enough is the second one. And so I did it, so I got two of them. Now I got the third. But anyway, we're going to have a great show today. We're not talking about me today. We're going to talk about everything but me. All right, Willow, you want to start? What's new with you? You want to talk about yourself for a few minutes?
What's new with me?
Hey, this is it. Nobody wants to talk today, right? I just did that.
I just released Bloodstone Oracle, the second in my Dark Gifts Companion series. That came out, I think, last Friday or the Friday before, maybe. And Afterlife is now free on Amazon UK. And Afterlife, okay, I'm going to brag for just a second. I don't usually like bragging, but it's sitting number one in its section in the UK. And holy cow, that's so awesome.
That's
I'm loving that. So thank you, because I have a bunch of people helping me right now. Thank you, every last one of you that have been helping me and spreading my links. I love you so much, and I appreciate you so much more than I can even find the words to say.
I think people don't realize how much when you're readers. I mean, this is what everybody needs is readers.
Yes.
And this is a good thing. So I think that, you know, you all of you know how to get that. So, you know, the readers. And I think that's really what's unique about all of you, because you do have a lot of interaction with your readers. That's why you can get to number one. You can't get recognition if you don't do anything. It doesn't just happen. Everybody on the show today is working really hard to get there. It's not easy.
Yeah, you have to get out there. You have to meet people. You have to talk to people, and it's a lot of work. It's a lot of exhausting work.
Right.
So when you can find people that are kind enough and enjoy your work enough that they will help you get the word out about your books.
That's really what counts.
I mean, that's priceless.
That is. I mean, you know, for all of you, that's how you got there. All right, let's hear Kimberly. I know you're going to talk. I know, right? You're not going to talk either, right?
I'm always the quiet one
until there's drama, and then I'm
the loud one.
Yes, right. Okay, just go. You can talk.
Okay, right now, Honeymoon is free. We're trying to get it free in the UK. It's been up since March 27th, and it has stayed in the top 20 on the bestsellers list in the Amazon US. So, and the feedback has been really, really awesome with it. It's kind of like a little companion to Compulsion, more of like a prequel of something that happened before. And Compulsion is going to be out within 10 days of today, because I just got back yesterday the second round of edits that we've been going through with it, and I added a little bit more stuff through the night, so it's got to go back to the editor real quick. But it will be out in 10 days. The other thing is that within the next 2 weeks, there's going to be like an entire – I'm going to like end up bogging Amazon down, I guess, because I've been working behind the scenes and trying to avoid Facebook. I love you guys on Facebook, but dear God, I will get distracted. I have ADD, so I get – if I see a butterfly, I'm done for the day. My attention goes off.
Yeah, and it's distracting for like a few hours, not like 5 seconds.
I have to avoid Facebook at all costs. But Ghosts from My Past is coming out. These are stories of ghosts that I have seen and had contact with about places that I have lived. And actually, there's a story in there about my mom. Supernatural Society is a new serial novel. I think I should touch on this for just a second.
Yeah, go
okay.
ahead.
For everyone who is listening, I want to explain this to you. It's not new. This is something that's been done over and over again, but it's being brought back into the forefront, and it's being brought back in by our very own Jennifer Malone Wright with The Vampire Hunter's Daughter. Supernatural Society will be much the same. It will be a serial novel, which means it will be released in parts. When you add them up, the totality of that will be the size of a regular full-length YA novel. Each of the parts will be 99 cents. I will have a complete compilation of all of the parts when they're all released for the exact same price.
These are small novella, like the small stories.
Yes, they're novella size, but then when they're all put together, they're the size of a full length YA novel. And
I think that is a good idea. I'm going to put mine together.
The Green
too.
Mile actually. This is how the Green Mile was released, and it was
a very
innovative idea.
Really?
So, I just want to make sure that people were aware of that, because there was a little conundrum before, and I want to make sure people are all on the same page here, that it is a serial novel. When you pick up Supernatural Society, do not expect to pick it up at 80,000 words. Okay. When you purchase all the portions together, it'll be 80,000 words then.
Okay.
So,
aside from that, a great idea. I think it's a really good idea.
I think Jen did this, and it is seriously ingenious marketing. Completely.
I think it's a great idea, yeah.
And here's the thing with it, is that she always has the first part for free. Now, I loved the book, so I am a little biased. Plus, she's one of my besties. So, again, another portion where I'm a little biased. But she gives you that opportunity
Kim would still tell
where you
me
read that
it
first
sucks.
Book. Right?
Kim would still tell me if it
sucks. Exactly. I have told you where I'm like, okay, this, you know, all this has got to be fixed. But she gives you that first part for free. So after you read the first part, if Chloe's not your deal, if that's not what you're into, you get to walk away and you've put out $0, $0.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's really good because actually I'm doing the same. When my new one comes out, I will be giving my free one. So I'm going to do a free day or something like that. I don't know. I decided because, you know, I've been listening to you guys. Plus, I can't, you know, sometimes I think it's a good idea. Sometimes I don't. But in a way, I think it is if you're going to have your first one after the second one because, you know, then you want readers. But, you know, it could be bad in some ways, but I'm not sure that I think I'm going with Willow Cross's advice to me to go with it. So I think
it does depend on the situation. It could be bad. Like, and I'll say this for me right now, Haunted Moon is free. Compulsion's not out there for it to follow up with right now because it was pulled. I pulled it in April because of two reviewers, two very, very sweet, kind, and loving reviewers. They gave it 1 star, but I'm telling you, Marcia, they told me everything that they found with it, and I pulled it, and we fixed it. So
I want to say one thing. They put the review out with 1 star, you're saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did you call them and ask them or talk to them or just use
Talked to them, yes. I talked to them behind the scenes, and they let me – one of them couldn't finish it because of exclamation points. And let me say this. When my editor went through it this time, there were over 500 exclamation points. We can all tell that this is Kim's very first attempt.
You know what, though? Honestly, I got to tell you something. Like, sometimes I put these exclamation marks and I go, like, what am I doing? Because I guess it's because you're emphatic when you speak, and so am I. So I guess you're like, yes.
I'm looking at something that Kim and I were just writing just now, and I said something, and I put 3 exclamation points, and she said something back to me, and it looks like there's 4 there.
I have this love relationship with exclamation points, and so because I'm so enthusiastic when I'm writing, but the reviewer let me know behind the scenes. She's like, she goes, I could not finish this because there's no way that this character could be that enthusiastic about her grandmother dying, about this. I pulled it to fix it, so I appreciate those reviews.
Maybe we should put Jeff. Jeff, are you going back to work?
No, I'm just sitting here listening.
Okay, all right. No, I just want. Are you on a time schedule or no?
Well, no, not really. I'm kind of
doing
screen grabs while you're talking. And I just want to make a comment though, Kim.
Yeah.
You really do talk. Kim really does
talk.
When
I do. But here's the thing: is that normally, if you guys listen to me, I'm very quiet, and I'll sit there, and I don't interact a lot with people. I'm very comfortable around Jeff, you know, and Jen and Willow and you, Marcia. If I'm comfortable around somebody, I am like little Miss Chatty Cathy. Yeah. If I'm not comfortable around people, I sit back and shut up. I won't talk.
Yeah. Well, I think,
so
I think
you should be
more
quiet. Yes,
look at me.
Jeff.
Look how much I talk, and that's why I don't think you talk much because I'm listening to you because I talk a lot.
See, Jeff, I love you, so I'll talk around you. You can be pleased.
All right, Jeff, let's hear about you for a second, and then we'll get Jennifer. Okay.
Well, this weekend I'm spending at a large fantasy science fiction genre festival here in Atlanta. It's called Dragon Con, and there's about 50,000 people that will probably be there this weekend.
Wow.
And I'll be walking around promoting all my books, and my third book, Send No Angel, is being edited right now. My wife's working on it while I'll be in downtown all weekend. and should be out sometime September, hopefully. Also working on a new novella, and it's my first shot at a paranormal romance story, and it's called The Lives We Dream. And when that's finished, that should be out probably before Christmas. But I'm going to try to put something out for Halloween specifically, and I haven't quite figured out what that which story would be because I have a whole lot of ideas for that. But other than that, not much going on.
What do you mean it's not much going on? You said about that you're
doing. About your scavenger, the scavenger hunt.
Oh, yeah, I have a giveaway on my website right now. It's called the Paranormal War is Hell Scavenger Hunt. If you go to my website, jhglaze.com, there's a small like advertisement for it on the homepage. You click that, and it'll take you to a page where it'll tell you what the prizes are. I made the prizes this time a choose-your-own prize. So there's, first prize, there's three columns of prizes, and you choose one from the first column, one from the second column, one from the third column. If you actually want to play the game, you click on the Get Started, and it will take you through six authors' pages on Amazon where I ask you to go into a review, a specific review, and find a specific word in a specific paragraph. And then you take that, copy that word, you paste it into the box on the page. So you, and once you found two words and two different authors' reviews, you click the submit button. It takes you to the next page, and it takes you through six authors, and so you can see, you know, what people are saying about their books. And then it takes you to the regular old raffle copter entry. But the prize packages on this one, the first prize will work out somewhere about maybe $125, $150 with all the other authors I have participating. I've got a total of 20 other authors who are giving e-books in this drawing, in this giveaway, including my girls on the call. And I take you to all three of their books, reviews of their books in the giveaway, so you'll get to read a review on each one of their books in the process.
Oh, all right, that's good. So you put, yeah, that's a good idea, so people could see a review. Right. That's a good idea.
Yeah, and the reason my giveaway is called Paranormal War is Hell is because in my fourth book, the title of the fourth John Hazard book will be Ghost Wars, and it's going to be some pretty intense stuff.
Wow. Ooh. All right, that's good. I mean, so you got a lot going on. All right, Jennifer, your turn.
And don't talk too much.
Yeah, I know. I was in trouble for that.
Not
I got a
show.
Lot going on
not
all the time.
Not on this show. Go ahead.
Right now, mostly, I'm trying to get my kids ready for school.
School
starts September 4th.
A lot of the kids started already.
Yeah, mine start a little later. So they're starting September 4th. And so, you know, I got five kids. So I'm trying. I got
I
the
heard
little
that.
Two.
I didn't realize you had five kids.
You didn't know that? Yeah,
no,
I got five kids. I just put the younger two in preschool, so
wow.
3 days a week. So I have 3 days a week kind of. They're gone right now. That's why I'm not being harassed. Caleb's sitting over there playing Mario Brothers. So mostly I've just been trying to get them ready for school and getting everything situated. I'm retiring from the book touring business because I haven't been able to write anything because I've been so busy.
That's what happens. I know. I'm having the two, like I said before, Jeremy Hope and Lisa Morgan. You
yes.
know, it is a lot of work. It's a
yes.
lot of work. And I think people don't realize how much work it really is. It's a lot.
Yeah. It's been really insane. And I've been, normally I have a lot more time to devote to it. And I just haven't had that time. And I haven't written hardly anything because I've been trying to catch up with all these tours and plus doing the marketing and, you know, this summer I barely got to do anything with my kids and it that comes first, always.
Yeah, this summer just went, but I for me, I can't even do like Labor Day. It's unbelievable. It's just,
yeah.
like, I don't know what happened. It just went.
Right.
We're all so busy that we just kind of like that's the one thing. I was talking to somebody this morning and we were talking about the fact that all of us do so many things, and the one thing is, though, is that when, like, when she got, this person was, you know, she got the flu and she was really sick. And that's like, it's almost like we all do stuff so much that when we get, like, sick with the flu, that we're completely down, because otherwise we won't stay down. We don't rest. And,
yeah.
You know, that's not really good. But we all seem to do this. And our other friends in our regular normal life, if we have one, that they, nobody really realizes how hard this is. And this is, it is. And it's, the thing is, when you have friends like all of us do now, which is a good thing, we can actually help each other and hear what everybody else is doing. And I think that helps people. I mean, for me, this has been great. The 2.5 years I've done shows, I've met a lot of people, and I'm learning a lot. And I think what's the problem with a lot of the authors are they just think it's going to happen, and it doesn't. And you have to work hard. This is hard.
Absolutely.
I don't think people realize that this isn't like any other job where it's you go in, you put your time in, and you're done.
Right.
It was very hard for me to get my family, my kids that are grown, and my husband, and even siblings and whatnot, to understand that it's not a 9-to-5 deal, that I could need to be on at 11 o'clock at night for something, for a release party or whatever, and just because a normal person can get up and go to work and they put their shift in and they're done doesn't mean that that's my job is that way. And a lot of times, you know, I would get phone calls. I complained so much that whole first year after Birthright was released. I complained because I would get a phone call from somebody who I loved and I wanted to talk to, but I would be in the middle of writing. And we don't, any of us, get oodles and gobs of writing time because everybody has other stuff going on.
Right.
And they'd say, well, I just want to talk to you. I just need 10 minutes of your time. Well, 10 minutes turns into 30 minutes, turns into 45 minutes.
Right.
And then, you know, you get to write for another 30 minutes and the phone rings again. And this can happen some days all day long.
Yeah.
And it's very frustrating because if you don't get tons of time to get the writing, and that's the thing. We talk a lot about marketing and promoting and all of that stuff too. But the thing is, you can't boost your sales if you don't keep putting out product.
Right.
And you can't put out product if you're not writing. So it's very hard, I think, people ask all the time, they ask us on our blogs when we do the blog things, how do you juggle your personal life with your job? You don't.
You don't find a balance.
You just pray. You're going to get an extra 2 hours today to write,
right.
And that's it.
All right, so let's hear Bethany. Are you on? Yeah. Bethany? Do you want to talk about what you do? Bethany? I don't know if she's on. All right, I'll say she just shuts her phone off. And I'm calling her, and I know she shut her phone off. And she's not answering me. And I'm saying, I have to tell you something. I want to talk to you. But she actually turns her phone off. I don't know if she's on the show. I don't even know. But I try to do that, but then I can't. You know, and then if I'm in the office, somebody will come in, and I can't get distracted, you know. I can't, you know, and I don't want to. That's why I'm up late at night. But truthfully, in the day when you're not tired, it would be better to write than 2 a.m. See, I look at the clock and I go, oh, it's 11. I have like 2 hours. I'm thinking like, great. But then I start on Facebook, and that's what we all do. So I'm not doing that now either. I'm going to have a different approach because I can't. And I think, Kimberly, you're right about Facebook, because it is true. Once you're on it,
it's like a drug.
Yeah.
It really is like a drug. I'm serious. It's like we all have this severe addiction and we're tweaking out over here on Facebook.
I don't even like it, but I know I have to be honest.
Except for Jeff. Jeff does not tweak out on Facebook.
Yeah.
Hello?
Jeff does it.
Let Jeff talk, you guys.
Poor Jeff. Let him speak, girl.
Okay. What I was going to say is that, you know, I hear you talking about, you know, finding time to write and things like that. And when I'm at home after work and on weekends, I find it difficult to get anything accomplished because of those distractions, because of email and Facebook. And oftentimes if I'm like on the weekend, if I want to write, I'll actually just go to Starbucks and sit at Starbucks. Because
that's what I do.
That's
actually what I have done. Right.
I have a netbook that I write on, and I did it purposely. Do not use it for anything internet. I don't have any email on it. I don't have any games on it. It's only for writing. And I take that netbook and I escape all those distractions and go somewhere else. But my actual writing time, and a lot of some people may not be aware of it, is I only write for the most part 20 minutes a day, 5 days a week. And it's almost all my books have been written on a public transportation train that I ride to work every morning.
Really? Wow.
That's a good idea, though, to take, because I usually take like a notebook, but that's a good idea to, you know, just get a little netbook or something to take out. My husband actually told me the other day, he's like, why don't you just go to the library?
Because I was complaining about not being able to do anything. You know, but it's not easy, because, you know, let's just face it, you have laundry, grocery shopping. I mean, the real tasks that we all have, you know.
Oh, yeah. I do those things, too. So, I mean, that's why if I had to actually drive to work, I'd have to find a way to keep that habit.
Yeah.
But it's been a writing habit now for me for 3 years, and I've written both of my first two books and the whole third book and a novella, and the one novella I'm working on now will probably also be written on the train.
Yep.
But
how long are you on the train a day?
20 minutes. I average about 3 pages a day.
Wow.
That's good. See, for me, though, if I were on a train, because I can't write. I can't, even in a car, I can't write. I can't even look at my cell phone a lot of times because I cannot do it. Yeah, and because that would be great, but I can't.
I love riding passenger because all my kids are strapped in and, like, they can't annoy me, and
yeah,
I can just do whatever I want. So
yeah.
I can read and write in the car.
Yeah, see, I can't. So
I'm driving, then I'm yelling at people.
Yeah. No, it is, but, you know, I do find time to write, and I really do, but I do think that because of all the social marketing, I think that, you know, I'm trying to limit myself with that because I actually think that being on the radio, that's a good form of marketing and just do some marketing. But we do too much of it. I don't think it works for people. I watch people a lot and I go in and see what they're doing. And I know that they're not writing because they're doing, you know, they're out there doing this and it doesn't really work. You got to write. I mean, and it's true. Willow's right. You have to keep writing.
Yeah, that's why the routine is really important, to have a habit of writing at a certain time every day for a certain period of time. And if nothing else, you at least have that every day.
We have a question from the chat room, and I think
I can't see the chat room.
Yeah, I was going to say
Bobby,
something.
Bobby
okay, go ahead.
Said, where is it? I lost it, and I don't have my glasses on. What is the most important thing an author can do to get his or her name and the name of their book out to the public?
Thank you, Kim, because I can't see what I'm
saying. Find an ad on the Vampire
Diaries. Bobby just asked the question before that, but I told him that I would put
I can't even see the chat room. I can't see it, so go ahead. Yeah, all right. So, all right,
Jeff, you want to take it first?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, for me, my start was just Facebook, and then now I'm in Twitter, And I'm really loving Twitter. I mean, I was really hesitant to get started with it, but I'm finding it to be very rewarding, not only in getting the message out, but also it's a lot easier to get followers on Twitter than it is on Facebook.
Okay, do you want to tell people one thing? Because I know people ask me this. Okay, do you want to talk about hashtags for a few minutes, just for, you know, so they know how to do that?
Yeah, Jeff, talk about hashtags,
because
I still don't understand this.
Well, hashtags have been created by several people, and after they've been used multiple times by many people, it becomes a common hashtag. A hashtag is
I don't understand what that is.
It's a topic.
It's a number symbol with a word that follows it, or a phrase. But if you use a phrase, there are no spaces in it. And when you're when you're posting a message and you want it to be seen by a certain group, let's say, for example, you're writing about your book, you put a number sign and the word book. And if you're using your iPhone app, all the words that have book in it will pop up, and you'll be able to select from the list. But whenever somebody's in Twitter, they can search for those hashtags. So if they're interested in books, they enter hashtag book, and everybody who's used that.
Or if they want free books, they can hashtag free books.
So anybody who's used that can find you.
Jennifer, did you
wait a minute? I want to see if we can, because I'm not altogether.
What?
Yeah, she said free books.
Okay.
Yeah, and you use words. You can use multiple hashtags. You can even tag people. You can tag people in Twitter the same way you tag them in Facebook by just putting their username, and then they will see it just like if you tagged them on Facebook.
Oh.
And some people say shout outs today, and they'll put a whole bunch of people's account names in a row, and then, you know, I see it, they see it, and it gets it out there. But one of the things that I've noticed about with the difference between Facebook and Twitter is the followers aspect. And what I've done in building my followers, the people that I follow, is I've been very specific in bloggers and media people and reviewers and other authors for the most part. And what I do is I find one that I'm interested in, and then I go look at their followers, and I go through their whole follower list and look for other people that I'm interested in that they may be following, and then I follow them. I'd say about 60% of the people you follow will follow you back. So if you follow people like that and they follow you back, every time you post something about your book, you're reaching the exact audience that you've been trying to reach.
Right. And you can also put a search in if you want to put, like, let's say, romance writers. I think you can do that too, right, the search?
Well, you can, but if it doesn't pop up as one of the actual words, it may be very rare that anybody's searching for that phrase, romance writers.
Okay, but if it does,
Okay, can I ask a question real quick so I make sure we have this correct? Because I'm a blonde, naturally, and I want to make sure that I have this right since we have Jeff on the phone. If I were to say, start a hashtag that says, all lowercase, the John Hazard series, okay? Every time that we put out there, okay, so if I posted to my fans and said, okay, anybody who wants to know about the John Hazard series on Twitter, they could go in and put in the hashtag, the little number sign, the John Hazard series in lowercase, and then everything for that would come up so we could see it?
Well,
right.
Yeah.
It's
have you seen
when True Blood was first coming on, do you remember seeing the commercials, and below the end of the commercial there would be a hashtag that said waiting sucks?
Yeah.
The only
That's
thing I remember
people
about
could
True
look
Blood
up that hashtag.
See, no, right. Kim, ask anything you want, really, seriously. Go ahead, because this is important.
No, I'm technically challenged.
Really,
that's why when we have Jeff on the
phone. A lot of people don't understand it because people go on Twitter, and then they don't know what to do. So, no, ask a question if you have one.
That's what's been going on is everyone keeps asking me if I'm going to go on to Twitter, am I going to follow the Baby Jamie, Twitter party. I went on there to try to go on there, and I saw one post, and then I was like, well, I don't understand where the party is. Because I couldn't figure it out. And I think a lot of people are like me. They can't figure that out. So Twitter has – I'm trying to learn Twitter. So
okay,
you will.
Well,
that's
Janie,
why I'm trying to –
Baby
you will.
Janie is – Baby Janie will be on the show Tuesday. Her series.
Jamie's
right?
So sweet. She's a sweetheart.
And Lisa, Phoenix Rising.
Lisa Morgan is in the chat room right
yes,
now.
Yes, she
she's
is.
An absolute doll. I love Lisa.
Say hi,
I love you, Lisa.
And I talked to her today. Very interesting, and I think she's going to have a really good career out there because she's got a lot going on in the right way, and she's doing good. I think that's a good thing. And she's got a lot of things going on. So that's a good thing. So, I mean,
well, and
so
I just read her book on for the tour. And actually, I just ordered a paperback copy because even after I already read it, is that good?
Yeah, that's good. See, that's a good thing to hear.
Hey,
on
my giveaway, you know, the one I'm doing right now, I've gotten messages from people who went through the scavenger hunt and said that they were so intrigued by some of the reviews that they bought a bunch of books.
That's great. See, that's a good thing. See, that's good. See, that's what's happening. See, that's what this is the ideal situation. When you're doing all of these things, you're picking up readers, and that's what people are looking
right.
for. You want people to read
right.
your book. You know, everybody says they're not reading my books. Well, how do they not read them if they don't? They can't read them if they don't know that they're there. And
right.
most of the time, all of these things we're not born knowing about Twitter. I mean, so it's
well,
like, you know, it's hard for a lot of people to get it together, but when they do, it works.
And that's the key thing, I think. You know, there isn't one thing. That's what everybody needs to grasp. There isn't one thing. It's not just reaching them through Facebook or Twitter or Goodreads. You've got to dabble in all of it.
Yeah.
There's no mastering one social media. You have to have your fingers in all of it. And the key thing is to build a reader base. If you want to have sales, people have to know you've got a book. And the best way to know is that their friends are telling them, oh, you need to read this book.
Yeah.
So I recommend this. And I saw an article the other day, and I can't remember who wrote it to tell you who it was, but it was about free books and how they really felt like free books was plugging up Amazon, and it was talking about how there's just so much crap out there and everybody just wants free books now and this and that. And I don't believe that that's the truth. I don't think that people are just only getting free books and that's it. I think they are getting them like crazy. But if you don't put some stuff out there for free, there's a lot of people. I know I'm one of them. I'm not going to take a chance of paying $4, $5, $6 for a book on an author I've never even heard before.
Right.
I've never heard the name, never heard nothing about them. Maybe they have no reviews on the Amazon page for me to go through and see. I'm not going to spend my money doing that because I don't want to get screwed.
Yeah, no, I think
right.
that's right. I mean, I absolutely think that's right because, you know, I at first, you know, then I thought it was good, then I thought it was not good, then I thought it was good. But, you know, the truth is if you have a few books, if you're giving one book free, if they like you. If they don't like you, they're not going to like your style. I mean, that's just it. You know,
right.
that's
selling
the
author,
it is,
not
you
know.
That will be a huge help in building your reader base. Because once you have a reader base of X amount of people, and I don't know what the magic number is.
Five.
Once you have, is it five?
I think no, I'm just kidding.
More than that.
Yes, I love you. I maxed out then, guys. I have hit that magical number.
When
we
get
also
a reader base built, those readers, the ones that love it, that love the way you tell your stories, they will continue to purchase anything you put out from that point, and they will continue to tell their friends about you.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Every time you've gained an avid reader that's a fan of yours,
make them
that
an
is
admin.
Something that you can't put a price tag on. If one person that loves that book can sell hundreds of copies.
No, you're right. Look, and that is really true. And, you know, I'm going with what you said, Willow. I am. Because I believe, you know, and because I think people that are listening to the show, I think sometimes it's very good to listen to the people that have been there, done that. Okay, and
no.
they are telling you, and Willow, you've done it, and successfully, so this is why I'm doing it, and I see that, you know, and I know that all of you are doing this, and it's a good thing. You know, people say no, but then again, a lot of them aren't getting sales, so that might be why.
Well sometimes,
I think
sometimes
have a lot
you're not getting...
You?
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I think that a lot of... This is something that, Willow, we've all talked about this behind the scenes, is that... I think that some of the reasons why some of the new authors that are coming out that are indie or vanity press, small press, their books are priced so high. They're priced like the traditionally published authors. And, no, there shouldn't be a difference. But when you're talking about an e-book from an author that you've never heard of before, that people are not willing, the everyday people with the economy the way that it is, they're not
right.
willing to take that chance. They'll part
right.
with 99 cents, a buck
yeah.
they can part with.
Yeah.
$5.99,
yeah.
not for somebody that they don't know. And that's
no,
one of the big things that we're sitting back watching are these people are coming out and they're like, you know, they've priced their book at $5.99 and they're like, I don't know why I'm not selling. Well, you're not selling because people don't know who you are and you've priced your
right.
book at $5.99.
Right.
Lower your
yeah.
price.
Yeah.
Let
yeah.
people know who you are.
Yeah.
I think that's
something
I think that's
like
really
Jeff
true.
Who's established.
Yeah.
Jeff is
Jeff.
Established. People know
I'm
Jeff.
I'm trying to break in here. Jeff. Hey.
I'm like, what are you doing? Are you okay?
Yes. I'm just trying to get in there.
He's having a fit.
If I can extend my foot.
We can't call a paramedic because we don't know your address.
What I was going to say was two things. One is the on the Amazon freebie. I read an article somewhere about if you have a series, what you do, instead of giving away the first book in the series, you give away the second book. Because when people get it for free and they realize that it's the second book, 9 times out of 10 they'll buy the first book. And I've had that theory proven when I sold when I did the giveaway on Northwest one day, because I'm in the Amazon program where you get 5 days a quarter to give it away, and I did it one day, and then I gave away book number two, and within the next week I'd sold almost 100 copies of book number one from giving away book number two.
Yeah.
But then the second part of that is, what was it you were talking about just a minute ago? Oh, the price of the books. I'm beginning to think.
Well,
possibly...
I'm in the chat room now. I'm in the chat room, so they want to hear Jeff talk. Okay, so we're just going to let Jeff talk. We're just going to not talk, any of us.
So,
we won't say a word.
So I have an experiment right now. My sales slowed down because of it being the beginning of the school year and everything, and people were busy trying to get into vacations, and my sales slowed down. So I decided to myself, well, I'm going to experiment with raising the prices of my books. Now, I raised Northwest up to $5 and Spirit Box to $4. And during this giveaway, because it's going to be – I'm driving a lot of traffic to everything, I'm going to see how that works out. But, you know – realistically, I think that when you reach a certain amount of reviews, which a lot of us have the 60, over 60 reviews on a couple of our books at least, and those reviews are over 5 stars, I think that if people are paying attention to those stars and the amount of reviews, that might in some ways override the fact that you're a relatively unknown author. Because if you look at a lot of authors, unless you know about them, they're unknown.
Well, you know, you know, but it is a shame, you know, but that is one of the things that's just what happens. I mean, we're all trying to get known, but some of the people that aren't getting known, they don't want to do what they have to do. And this is
they don't
want
to put the work into it.
Yeah, and this is work. I mean, this is, you know, but, you know.
Yeah, because, I'm about to spend 4 days walking around for 10 hours a day, handing out buttons, handing out cards, talking to people, doing a scavenger hunt live at the event. And I really would rather spend my Labor Day weekend sitting at home and drinking beer and stuff like that than I would walking around, you know, and not having a hotel room that I can just go to and crash if I need to rest. I will have no landing space. I don't have a table at this one. I'm basically going to be winging the whole time. So, I mean, you know, you have to do those kinds of things. You have to push yourself and go out and talk to people. And I'll hand stuff out on the train if I have to promote my stuff. And I've had, you know, I've given out little cards on the train, like bookmarks or whatever, and had people buy my book just from talking to them on my way to work. So, I mean, you have to really go out of your comfort zone. You can't just put out a book and say, you know, if I write it, they will come, because they won't come and you'll never get discovered. And even if you're on Facebook, if you're not really pushing it on Facebook, you're still not going to get anywhere. You have to get a lot of people.
And there's no point in pushing if people haven't read it yet. Do you guys agree with me on that? I mean, have to get people to read. You need to get them to read it, because you can drop a link every 5 minutes.
I agree with that to a point, but I disagree as well. I'll tell you why. Okay.
Which part?
Recently. Recently, with Willow, because recently we have a couple of authors who put their stuff out and they're like, nothing's happening, it's not going the way I thought it was going to go, and, you know, we're never going to, because, you know, I have big sales, you know, and so some of the people who have wanted to do that as well, you know, and another friend of mine, she said to them, she was like,
how many books do you have?
How many books? The parts all together, I think I have 9 titles
okay.
all together.
Right. Well, that's good. That's great.
Yeah.
That's good.
Most of them are 99 cents, and then I have the collection for $4.99. But this other friend said to these two friends, she said, you know, if you want to do that, you know, she said, I've seen Jennifer up in the middle of the night pounding out replies to people, you know, doing everything she can to be personable, to get to know her fans, to get to know these people, because when they get to know you, they will read your stuff simply on principle that they know you and they know that you're a nice person or whatever, that you're quirky, you know, so whatever, everybody has their own things.
Crazy.
You know,
I don't know if anybody watches Young and Restless. Young and Restless. I mean, I watched it. You know, they were interviewing Melody. Melody, that's, you know, been on the show forever. And I saw a radio interview, and actually I put it out there. And, you know, she's on chat room. She does Twitter with her fans, and she's been on the soap forever. And so I think that probably what you're saying, Jeff, is like you're liking Twitter because a lot of people are on Twitter, and even the stars are on Twitter, people that you might think aren't. They're interacting with their, you know, with their fans, and it works. You know,
hey, you know what, too? You know, I'm a fanboy, right? I'm just like everybody else. I've got my favorites. And I found one of my favorite authors on Twitter. And I sent him, like, a message. It's really not like a message on Facebook where he's going to get it direct, but it goes into his feed. And I just told him that I really enjoy his books and that he was one of the inspirations for me to start writing because I realized that after I read his books that you can really go out there with your stories when you're writing fantasy and fantasy fiction and stuff like that. And, damn, if he didn't write back to me. And I have never had that happen on Facebook where I've posted something on one of my favorite author's pages on Facebook and they ever even recognize
you know
the
what?
Fact or like, click the like button.
A lot of times, sometimes if you just tweet them or message them, they will talk to you back or, you know, like I was talking with, like, Julie Kagawa on the Twitter, you know. Sometimes we underestimate.
I think what people don't realize is that stars or popular authors, that you know what, they're just like everybody else. We're all people, you know what I mean? And they look at you don't think they have insecurities when they go out there and do a movie or whatever. Nobody knows for sure if it's going to be good or not, or if they write a book. I mean, you never know. I mean,
that's right. I mean, like we're rock star authors, and here we are, right? Here we are.
Yeah, there we are.
What are you talking about? I'm getting ready to leave. I've got a date with Brad Pitt. I met him on Twitter, just so you know.
Well, I think
Angelina Jolie does know how to fire a weapon. You know that, right?
So do I. Bring it. Tell her to bring it. Come on. I'm all good.
Just called out
this
Angelina on
air. This whole conversation has so digressed. This is what happens, Marsha. Do you understand now? Okay,
yes.
This is another key point because I'm going to Kim, I'm going to do what Jeff did. This is another marketing tip for Bobby Schaefer.
Okay.
Find some authors that you enjoy that you read and contact them. That's how the four of us got together, and we can make each other laugh when one of us are down, and we push each other to the point of no return. And so we continue to push each other. I know that if it wouldn't be, Jeff has sent me private messages, change this, fix that. Willow has sent me private messages.
I have that with Bethany.
You know, what the hell are you
now.
Doing?
I don't even know if Bethany's on the show. Bethany, are you on the show? Are you here? No? I think she might have gotten kicked off. Bethany? She's probably not.
Bethany.
You're there? Okay, well, I'm talking
about
she's
there.
I think you didn't say anything bad about her, huh?
You're my good friend, and but you don't answer my phone calls. But she's actually writing. You know, but seriously, you know, and Fran Lewis, I mean, all of us really have met a lot of people. I've met tons. And I think that we all have days sometimes we go, like, which Willow knows that we just go, oh, hello, we don't feel like this. You know, we all need somebody to say, just keep going, because that's life.
Yeah.
And we are, you know, we're not, like, not normal.
Just
we are normal in some ways.
Keep swimming.
Right. Well, and there's things, I mean, there's so much help.
Okay,
I can't tell you how many times I've
called to our brand of crazy
Jen
land.
Or Kim or sent Jeff a message. I need you to call me because I'm stuck and I just need to talk about where I'm at in the story and what it's doing. And sometimes they just listen and go,
Yeah.
And by the time
and
I'm
you
talk
it
talking,
out yourself.
I know what I'm doing next and I know where it's supposed to go. And you can't,
hey,
you can't do that. Yes, Jeff.
I actually have a recording that says, I just push a button on my phone and it talks to you.
Shut up, Jeff.
Well, you know, actually, I'll tell you the truth. I'll tell you, you know, really, this is how I look at it. And really, the thing is, my shows do get a little wacky, but I think if you can't laugh, you can't do this. You have to be. That's why I decided I made a decision that I want to have fun, and that's that. Because if you don't have fun, this isn't good. None of this is. It doesn't mean anything.
That's just funny.
We have to enjoy this.
we were talking about calling each other and, you know, saying, oh, we need to change this or whatever. One day we were talking about my commercial that's coming out. And I had Willow on the phone, and we were talking about it, and we had been talking about it online, and then Jeff called me on my cell phone. And so I'm, like, talking on both phones, and I'm like, here, I'm going to put you both on speaker. So I put them both
and
on speaker because they didn't agree on what was going on.
Jeff and I were arguing over what we thought should be done, and then Jeff does his normal and says, you know what, just listen, Jen. I just want you to understand one thing. It doesn't matter what Willow thinks because she doesn't know what she's talking about.
Marcia, do you understand our brand of crazy land now?
I do.
We have the best.
I know because I think it works that way. I really do. But, of course, you're just asking me who talks. I don't even know sometimes if somebody's disconnected. I still keep talking. And then I'm going like, oh, my God. They're not even listening to me because they're not on the phone.
Marcia, we do that to each other all the time. We just keep talking and somebody.
Oh, you
want to
see some crazy? You guys need to tune. Whoever's listening, make sure you watch the vlog. The vlog is up this week, and it's Kim this week. And
I
it's
went
great.
Off the deep end. I'm really sorry, guys.
Okay, but see, I'll say one other thing. The thing is, though, okay, one thing people do have to lighten up for one thing. If you make a mistake and you put, like, something out there and you have a comma or you do something wrong, then, you know, listen to what's going on now. We're all up, like, a lot of hours. So if we're tired and I write in capitals because I took my contacts off, I'm not mad. I'm just writing because I can't see, you know, and my glasses are there. The room. And it's like, you know, but I, you know, and I'm not mad at anybody, you know, I'm not, you know, I type everything, but I'm not like the, I mean, I could use lessons.
Marcia, you're tame then, honey, because let me tell you something. When I start getting aggravated on Facebook, they know that those e-cards start coming out and I'm just posting one after another. And I'm just like,
I really don't get mad easily at all, but I do write in capitals.
Oh, I do.
Phone calls. If she gets aggravated, her phone starts ringing off the hook, and it's one of us calling saying, get off Facebook.
Get off of Facebook. What is wrong with you? I'm getting private messages from people saying, oh, God, Kim is mad. What is going on? Because when I said this in one of the first video blogs that I am very much the rebel that will, I don't have a filter. I'm from Baltimore. I don't use it as an excuse. I don't have a filter. If I have a problem with somebody, it comes out, and I'd rather get it off my chest than to let it fester away. So I will just put it out there, and I'm not angry, and I don't hate anybody ever, but I will just say what I mean, and I mean what I say. I may not mean to say it to you at that point, but I don't mean everything that I say.
What gets you that aggravated that somebody says?
Okay, let's talk about the most recent.
I wonder what they say.
They all know. They're just like, oh, God, here we go. Okay, let's talk about the most recent thing. Okay, I love reviewers, and I don't care if they give me 1 star or 5 stars. If you've taken the time to read any of my books, God bless you, because you have gone through hell and back to leave that review, because I know my own writing, okay? And I'm crazy in my own mind, so I can't even imagine how it comes across to you guys out there in the world. So God bless you all for reading it. If you come at me or my friends with a personal attack on an author, prepare for war, because I don't play that game. I'm not going to play that game. If you want to review a book, review the book. If you don't like the book, go ahead and put that on Amazon that you didn't like the book. The characters were shallow. The plot had no storyline. It was disgusting. If you personally attack an author, you have just pissed me off.
Yeah.
And I will come at you head on. No, I will not make bones about it. I will not go behind anyone's back. I will bring that little game to you.
Why do you
think
they
do that,
though? I mean, why do you think? I mean, it takes a lot to do that. And
it just happened in the past week that someone has personally attacked someone, and it pissed me the hell off, and they're lucky that they were not within my grasp because, yes, I am not the type of person to stand back. I would go Baltimore. And Willow is on the phone with me going, well, oh, dear God, she's gonna go Baltimore on this thing.
I'm going to say something about this really quick.
Okay.
It started to blow out of proportion really bad. Until everybody just, because it wasn't the fact about what, it ended up not even being about what the reviewer said. It was about people just pissing each other off.
Yeah.
It was about people, oh, I didn't like what you said, so now I'm going to attack you. Now I have an issue with you. Now I have an issue with you. So
where do I look for this at? Because I totally missed that. I really need
to
see
that.
I can't believe that you missed all this, Jeff.
Oh, go back and look because I don't need to.
I'm not going to elaborate on a lot because I need to stay quiet about it because I'm not going to.
Yeah,
the one thing I am going to say, and that's why it ended up not. I made the whole time, I only said two things, you know, but. And it was all in a very professional manner. But. The thing is that we have to really understand that we do respect everybody's opinions. Everybody does have a right to their opinions. But you have to, when you are reviewing, there is a, you know, you are entitled to your opinion, but there is a, when you can, you, when you personally attack somebody, it has nothing to do with the book.
Attack.
Yeah,
it has nothing to do with the book. It has nothing to do with that.
Right.
And it does offend people. And
why do you know, I think that if people are listening out there, I think really the thing is, though, everybody's a writer and everybody has their own opinion and they do the best they can. And if you don't like their work, don't read their work. Just let it go.
I've gotten horrible reviews.
If you're going to give me a one-star review, say more than something like, I don't know how anybody's reading this book because it's nothing but drivel. Tell me what it was you didn't like. Because you might not like the fact that I don't write YA and I use profanity in my books. So you might not like the fact that I curse in my books. And if that's the reason you didn't like it, tell me that. If it's the fact that I'm not real, that I'm not a literary Charles Dickens in my books, and I just basically am a storyteller. I don't consider myself to be a literary person. I'm a storyteller. And if you don't like my story because of that, tell me that. But don't just tell, don't just say your characters are two-dimensional and this was nothing but drivel. I'm sorry I wasted my money on it.
Yeah.
I said the bad reviews that I got saved
my butt. Listen, I am so appreciative to these women who told me truthfully. Not only did they post it in their review, they emailed me on top of the review and said, listen, this is what I saw in this. I had one lady said, because I had so many editing errors that I didn't realize, because remember, Birthright was my first book, and I was so naive, and I sent it to the editor, it's done, let's publish it, woohoo, let's go. Whoops, it wasn't done, and I didn't read it one last time, or I would have noticed.
And
he even offered to go through the book for me and help me fix stuff. I owe these women who were honest, and
okay,
I appreciate an honest
talking
review.
About right
and,
now.
And,
the chat room.
And one more
they're
thing.
In the,
one more
in
thing.
The chat room.
One more
oh,
thing.
Oh, wait, okay, go ahead. All right. Go ahead, Jeff. Just one more little thing,
and that is, for all you new authors, for all authors, if you get one-star reviews, and even if they do say it's drivel, just let it slide off. Because you know what?
Mm-hmm.
There are some really, really big books out there. Like, for example, if you go on Amazon and you look at reviews for 50 Shades of Grey, you're going to find maybe 2,004 or 2,005 stars, and you're going to find 2,001 stars. And that book is selling like crazy. I was at Walmart the other day, and they had the whole end cap filled with those books.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you don't
okay,
overreact whenever you get them.
I don't know if she wants me to say her name, but anyway, she's in the chat room, and she's saying that we're not children. We're not children picking fights. And, you know, and in like in grade school, and really seriously, if, like somebody else is saying here, every writer has their type of writing, just like every reader has their preference in reading. You know,
but
readers
I think there's a difference in this. Reviews, when you review a book, whether you give it 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 stars, you review the book. When it crosses that line, and people do cross that line, and they go in and they personally attack an author, that is
wrong. I think
wrong.
It's horrible.
And
I
then
think
if
it's
you
very
go
horrible.
Back, and if you go back, and any, here's my thought on this, is that as an author, if you are personally attacked, go to the reviewer. Go to the reviewer and let them know you feel as though you've been personally attacked. Fans, you can't control what fans do. You try to quell it and get it to a very small, because fans are going to go protect their author. They're going to go try to stand up for that person. But here's the deal.
I had Jack Remick on. He was saying something, and he's very interesting and very intelligent. He was saying the thing about it is that when you're done with the book, he said, when people start writing bad reviews, the book is done. Okay, I mean, it's over. You're not going to redo the book, or a lot of people do read books, now because of e-books. But the fact is, when you are done with your work and you did it, that's it. Okay, and then people should realize that you've done it and you're going to go on. And if they do give a comment, you probably will keep it in your head for next time. But there's no need to really go that hard. I mean, I'm an advocate of people keep writing. So if a person makes, if they have 10 books, one that you don't like, so what? They'll do another one. I mean, you can't like everything. But the thing is not to discourage certainly a new writer, because people are getting a chance that they never had before, but they will get better if they keep going. If they stop because somebody tells, a lot of people stop when people start writing bad things, and they really shouldn't. They should just try to learn their craft maybe better, but that doesn't mean they should stop writing. And that,
and it
and
is
because,
a learning experience.
Yeah,
it is a huge, each new thing you write changes a little from the previous thing.
Is that Jeff?
Are you okay?
You know what? Willa has these T-shirts that she sends.
What is going on over there?
I got the break in, didn't I? Anyways,
somebody
I was going to say, Willa has...
in the chat room, we need to get you an air horn.
Willa has these T-shirts she sends out. It says Willa's Minions on. Well, my really big fans, I send them J.H. Clay's baseball bats.
There you go.
That's a great idea.
See, I think
everyone's losing the fact here is that reviews are reviews.
There are nasty people out there, and they really should think about a writer's – I've said this before, and it is true. Even – it's hard to do even a bad book. I mean, it is. It takes a lot of work. So, just leave it alone. If you don't like the book, just forget about it. Don't read anything that's
and
awesome
I don't
–
but I disagree with that, Marcia, because I think that – and here's why. I think that if somebody really doesn't like a book after they've taken the time to read it, leave an honest review. If you don't like it, tell that you don't like it. Tell what you don't like about the book. But give something else.
Right.
Give them something, why you didn't like the book. And that's perfectly fine by me, because the 2 1-star reviews that I've gotten, they really have, like Willa said, they saved me, because I pulled compulsion because of that, because they were honest enough to tell me exactly what was wrong and what needed to be fixed, and I thank them so much. But when
the
you
bodies
cross
haven't
that
been found
line,
yet.
Huh?
The bodies haven't been found yet.
But sometimes there is a danger. Sometimes there is a danger in just because, I mean, somebody says they don't like it, doesn't mean that they're an expert even in it. I mean, unless you feel it. Like let's say with scripts. I've gotten rejected, but they say we like, it's a good read, but it's not the movie for us. And we say, fine. But, there's a way to do, there's rejections. I've had a lot of rejections.
It's
not that, and I'm not worried about rejection, but I'm thinking that some people that just, decide to say something and they really don't know why they're saying it because they just don't feel like liking it, or may, who knows what people are doing. But you can't always
change your
work.
Well, just so all the listeners out there know, any if you guys take the time to read any of my books and you give it a 1-star, I will love you for it, but just please don't personally attack me because I don't do well with that,
right,
just so you know. Love, love.
Okay.
Hey,
there you go.
I just I appreciate any reviews I can get. If you really don't like my book, give it a 1-star because the 50-some 4-5 stars is going to outweigh you.
Well, I would rather have an honest review that's bad than to not get a review at all.
What?
Seriously.
That's
and,
true.
And people do... People do, you know, glance through reviews and stuff, a lot of people, to see whether or not they'd like it. And I want honest opinions. And
we don't want
this is off the topic of reviews, but I want to say this real quick because I see that we're running out of time. For everybody, we are doing a back-to-school giveaway that's ending. Isn't it today, guys, that it ends?
Today's the last day to get their pictures in.
What we're giving away is each of us are giving away one of our T-shirts, one of our custom T-shirts, also print volumes of the book, of each of us a book, and also some digital copies, some e-books and stuff. All you got to do is click on the link to join the giveaway. It's posted all over our fan pages. And upload a picture of you or one of your kids, a student, it doesn't matter how old that student is, holding one of our books, and then we will choose a winner through all those pictures, and you get all this awesome stuff, plus 4 seriously cool T-shirts that you can wear whenever, you know?
Absolutely.
So I just want to say that because this is the last day, and if you don't get it uploaded today, then you've missed out on the chance at 4 T-shirts and 4 print
books. Do you all get T-shirts and have a, you know, give those
yeah.
as giveaways? And
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Jeff's
a
big giveaway king, though. He does all kinds of – he does much more than us. I don't know, though.
Yeah.
Jen's getting up there with him.
Oh, I've
They're
got
like giveaway
the blog
queen.
Tour. There's a giveaway for $100 Amazon gift card on the blog tour right now.
Right.
And then I got like 3 consecutive blog tours. Bam, bam, bam.
Me and Jen have a reality show now on Discovery Channel called Giveaway Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to see how much we can give up. You know what I mean? I was offering one of my bedrooms. You know what I'm saying? Fully furnished, and I'll ship it anywhere in the world. So enter that giveaway.
I just bought a new comforter. I wonder what I can get for my old one.
Wait a minute. Wasn't Jeff giving a sock away at one of these giveaways or something?
A pair of socks. I gave him a pair of socks.
All right, so,
and the woman who won them?
All right, let's figure out the right things for people to do, okay? So you're saying Twitter is really good. I like Twitter, too. I think it is good.
Yes.
Networking with other authors.
Talk to people all the time, anywhere you go. Carry something about your book and give it to them, especially if they're carrying a Kindle.
Remember, for the new authors, for people that are just now getting out there, it's really important to network with other authors and whatnot, but you need to network with readers too, because at the end of the day, as much as we all like to pimp each other out and say, hey, get this book and hey, get that book, you have your own books that you have to get out there too, and there just isn't time. So, but readers will do that, and they if they love your book, they will put it out there and tell their friends and family and whatnot. So please don't overlook your readers. They are so very important. They're the most important.
I want to say one thing. Bobby Schaefer saying thank you, Jeff and ladies. She enjoyed everything that she heard today. And thank you for listening, Bobby, always. She's great. You know,
yeah,
she'll
thank you, Bobby.
With us on the romance shows.
Thank
yes,
you, Bobby.
She's got great tips to do, you know, to tell us too for writing. She just goes everywhere and she delivers books and she just gives them bookmarks and she's all over the place. And that's good. That's what people have to do.
And you said Bobby has a romance show? She has a romance
show? She's
going to
be on the romance show. No, she has.
Okay.
Bobby Schaefer. Yeah. And,
because I do have my romance story coming out.
Well, then
we're all looking forward to that, Jeff.
On the 11th, because we're all going to be, you know, you can be in the chat room, and it's going to be really a lot of fun, tagging and liking. And these are for certainly people that are just starting out in the romance field, too, because the romance writers are great. every kind of romance writers, and they, you know, they really respect everybody, and they help each other out a lot, and that's a good thing. So, you know, I had them on long before, I mean, for the last 2.5 years, and I think they're fun. So, yeah, join us on that day. And
did you want to touch on that subject, Marcia, about what we were talking about before the show?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. Do you want me to go, or do you want
yeah,
we should
ahead.
Let
yeah,
Jeff
go
first,
go
because if not, Jeff will have an aneurysm.
No,
and
you go ahead. Go ahead.
He doesn't have a foghorn yet. Okay. Okay. Here's my best piece of advice to authors. Have fun. Have a great time. Write what you want to write. Don't write what you think is in right now in my air quotation marks. Write what you want to write. Remember, vampires come in and out. Werewolves come in and out. Erotica comes in and out. Write what you want when you want to write it.
That was disgusting the way that sounded.
You know what? That is so not right. Why do you do that to me? I've got Willow sending me personal messages and Jeff making fun of me again. Do you listeners see what I put up with and you wonder why I'm crazy? Is it not been answered here for you today?
Well, that's no worse than Willow saying after birthright. After birthright.
That was classic.
All
that that's
serious
ever come out of my mouth. Just so you know. That was classic, dude. So, yes, my advice
I think you're right. You're absolutely, you know, that is the thing. You really have to enjoy what you're doing. Write what you write. And, you know, that's really why I call it good stories a good story, because, you know, the good stories get out there. They really do. And even if you have to rework it and somebody doesn't like it, if you're reworking it, you do the best you can, you know. And if next time maybe you'll do better if it's not exactly what you want. I will read my last end of my story like a million times to make sure that it's right, because I even when I do a screenplay, if I don't like one line, that I go crazy, you know. I want it to be right. I mean, if people start reading their books out loud, and then they maybe could, sometimes that helps a lot to see errors and what's wrong, you know, when you're, because sometimes when you're reading it, you skip over words because you know the story so well, but
right.
when you read it loud, mm-hmm. it's, you really catch things that you don't think you made a mistake with. You know, so I mean,
hey,
I do that
daily. Yeah, I do.
My book, The Spirit Box, is going to be broadcast this month on the radio station for the blind in Georgia.
Oh, that's great.
Being read by a professional voice guy, and if you happen to have that radio, or you know somebody in Georgia who's blind, tell them about it, and it's a. It's going to be on at night, of course, because it's adult material. But, I mean, it's not adult material. I mean, you know, it's not like that. But I do use salty language, my wife says.
Willow wanted to find out about Braille. I did, too. Do you know, we talked about that. Do you know anything about that with, you know, how to get the books in Braille?
Nope.
Okay. Because I tried. You know, it didn't work out very well.
I mean, I have
not
hard enough time. Yeah. I have hard enough time putting three words of Spanish in a story. You know what I'm saying?
I can speak in cursive.
You're so nice. All right.
Yeah, but that's after a half a bottle of vodka, right? Because that way your words slur all together.
Somebody asked me if I drink. I go, are you kidding? I don't drink. I said, can you imagine that? Even know what it would be like if I drank. I said, no.
Marcia, could you imagine if I didn't drink? Good God. I drink is my, me drinking is my gift to society because it keeps me in check as much as anything can.
That's Kim's Facebook fuel.
Do we have last words for all of us, and you guys will hopefully come back soon, all four of you. I can do my... Musketeers. All right, one question. I have a question. Jennifer, you're not having a radio show, or you are? Did you decide?
No,
okay.
I canceled.
Okay. Right,
I canceled.
Okay.
I can't do it. I had to cut out a lot of things out of my life right now. I had to prioritize a little bit on what I needed to do, and it was one of the things that had to go. Before I even started, along with the tours, it was meant to coincide with the tours. But
because
I just
this is all of this work. So I mean, like, people don't realize that, you know, how much work it entails, and people say, oh, it's expensive, whatever, but it's not easy to do the book tour. It's really not, you know, and a lot of these things take a lot of work. And, you know,
It is so time-consuming.
Yeah, and
utterly
I think a lot of people are finding that out, you know. And I should just say one thing. I have a website now. It's called, like, just MarciaCasperCook.com. And Fidelity Publisher, she does websites, and I decided for her to do it. She knows all my books, everything I do. I've been talking to her for the last 4 years, and so this way everything will be on there and they can find everything about me, instead of having, like, you know, I still have the websites, but the websites just all connect, so they don't have to look anywhere else. And most of it's on there, some of it's not, but I think sometimes you have to really decide what you need to do, because you can't keep doing everything. So I think in a lot of our life we try to make it where it's much more focused, and we can do this. Because, you know, I know sometimes people think, oh, you have a lot of things, you're not there. If I am focused, it's just that it looks like I'm not. That's why Marcia Casper Cook and World of Ink Network are the two things that I, you know, because you can't tell everybody about the blog, because they're not, if you see it on their website, I think, Jeff, you said last time, have a website, which I've always had. But I think what you're saying is you're saying for people to get these things so they organize, so people can find out everything that they do.
Well, your website should be your go-to for everything. Your
right.
link, everything you do needs to be on that website.
Right.
There, your website needs to, so you can put it on all your swag, everything, on your books, everything. And that way, if somebody wants to know what you're doing, they just look up your name and bam, there it is.
Right. You know, and
you
that,
know what?
True.
Jen has hers tattooed right there above the jeans line there on her website.
Okay, so does everybody want to give their website? Okay. So then everybody knows who you
are.
No,
mine's not finished.
Okay, well, just your blog.
Give them your blog.
That's a long domain name.
Your blog?
Is it mindsnotfinished.com?
You're killing me, Small.
That's awesome.
This is okay.
You're killing me, Smalls. Who's going first?
www.jhglaze.com. jhglaze.com. Go ahead.
Okay.
www.jenniferwrightauthor.com.
That's good. It says exactly what you are. That's good. Okay. Well.
And it's www.weebly.willowcrossbooks. No.
Www.
I don't even know what it is. It's www.willowcrossbooks.weebly.com.
Willow.
You know what? Anybody that's on the show here, all you have to do is actually put in their name and you'll find them, because they all have a lot on them. All right, Kimberly, it's true, though. It is. You put Willow Cross and you'll find her. Isn't that true?
I swear. This is
just
so everyone out there that's listening knows, this is in cursive. I'm telling you this in cursive. It's www.kbmillerbooks.weebly.com.
Okay.
Could somebody please spell Weebly?
W-E-E-B-L-Y.
There we go.
.com.
Because somebody
that's
might think it's
Weebly. Just for you.
It's like Weebly. Weebly.
No, it's like Weebly. Weebly's wobble, but they don't fall over, you know.
Bethany, do you want to
like
your
me?
Website, your blog?
My blog is BethanyCross@blogspot.com.
Okay, and we will be having, we are sharing the fun, actually, on the 11th. Bethany will be there. She's got three books. She has three books. Her third one's coming out, right?
September 17th, yes, Curiosity with Rebel Ink Press,
That's
number
right.
three.
Yeah, and Rebel Ink, they do a great job because they have a
What's
lot of...
What's your genre, Bethany?
Erotic romance.
Cool.
Ooh.
She's right. She has helped me a lot. The first book,
I need to pick
actually,
me up one of them.
Yeah, she's good. And they're short stories that are very good.
Mm-hmm.
And we should next time you come on, we should talk about the short story thing, because we always don't talk about it, and really, it's you know, we don't talk about it enough actually, but it's a lot of fun. And to do that more. We'll, you know, we did talk about it somewhat, but maybe we'll do that more because a lot of people out there, that's a great way to start writing. And I think sometimes it's too hard to do a major novel for them. I mean, it is. It's a lot. It takes a lot of time. And I think people, this would be a good way for them to test their skills and test the water out there to see if, you know, it might be something they want to do.
I actually got an email in my fan mail from somebody asking me if I was related to Bethany or if that was another pen name.
Right.
And I just
somebody
wrote
just asked
back,
me
no,
if I was
I'm not related
to
her,
break.
But I've heard wonderful things. And she said, well, I read one of her books, and it was fantastic. So kudos to you, Bethany.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, because it is strange because, right, there's Willow Cross, right, and Bethany Cross. Yeah, I know. Sometimes I call everybody a different name because I have so many names in my head.
Ooh. And today's the last day for the giveaway for the $50 gift card on the vlog.
On the vlog. Mm-hmm.
I'm
going to
swap
right?
it out. There's going to be a fall gift basket up for grabs. So there's still going to be a giveaway, but I'm going to put up a new one. So those who've entered for the $50 gift card can enter the new one, too. So...
Actually,
don't forget to keep those questions and comments coming in.
Yes,
yeah,
we love
Bobby Schaefer, right? Bobby Schaefer, you know, she started. You know, she said she started. She did short stories, and she sold hundreds of them. And then she went on to doing books. You know, this is the thing. You know, people don't always start out with a huge success. So I think that's my message to everybody. Just keep going. You know, you can't just stop.
Yeah.
You know, and I do believe that even by a reviewer, don't stop. Because it's only an opinion, you know. Fran Lewis has done a lot of shows, and I've been on with best-selling authors listening, and I've been on the shows, and they say, and I'll never forget what they say, is that it's an opinion, and they keep going on. Even if you're a best-selling New York, whatever, you still get a bad review every now and then, and that's how it is. It's not, you're not, look at when people do a movie, sometimes they get 3 stars, 4 stars, sometimes they get 1.5 stars, you know, but they're still doing it.
I want to say something about short stories real quick.
Okay.
And like the serial novels and the short stories. Okay, we see a lot of them out there now for like 99 cents, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, a lot of people complain that they're too short. If they're 99 cents even. And I just wanted to say one thing. This is my personal opinion that I'm entitled to, just like everybody's entitled to their opinions. But, you know, if that short story is 10,000 words even,
yeah,
it's, do you know how long and how much time that took to write that 10,000
yeah.
words? We had to pay for covers. We had to pay for editing.
Uh-huh.
We had to pay for, you know, my kid. I took time away from my kids. I've taken time away from my husband. And it's hard work. And it costs more
very
to buy a
hard.
Candy
it
bar.
Is, you know what? I'll add to that in one thing. It is very hard because, you know, I've done one and I did the second one. And I really love this genre. I really like doing this. And the thing is, though, it is hard. And when you do a series, it's even harder because you can't tell too much about what you did in the first book because you don't want to repeat everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it does take work, you know, and even a script or a book, when you're going straight through, you have like 200, 300 pages, whatever, in a script, 120, whatever, you have more time than you do in a short story. So you have to really figure things out and make sure that they understand everything you say. And so you're right, it is not easy. So, yes, 99 cents, right, it's a lot of work that goes into that for the writer.
I think with all the free books, though, a lot of people are really expecting so much to be free. But, heck,
yeah.
I have a free one, and I get, if you go look at my reviews, I can't tell you how many people are like, it's too short, you know, and just, I mean, it was free.
But that is
come
a
on.
Good, see, in my
you know?
Opinion, that's a great comment. It's too short.
Yeah,
that
because then they want
they
more. Yeah.
They want more. And I think it's
yeah.
great. So I think people, that's why the short story market, you know, I never ever wanted to do a short story. I mean, I've done children's books, but I've never really, and I really like this because you know that you have some amount of, you know, I mean, like with 10,000 words, it does take time, but it's not the same as writing 80,000 words, okay?
Right.
So you can get it out faster. And there are a lot of people, which I call mine lunchtime, you know, sexy romance. And that's what in the chat room it's saying. It's great for lunchtime breaks. doctor's visits or keeping busy at the park with the kids. This is true because, you know, sometimes you don't have time to sit there, and sometimes you just want something short to read. You know, and so I think people should continue to do that. And I want to thank all of you for being on the show. This has been a fun show, as always. Have a happy, safe Labor Day. Actually, I can't even believe it. I say Labor Day like it's, I can't believe it, that snow will be coming soon.
Yay!
I don't know.
Don't say that. No.
Readers trapped indoors. Readers trapped indoors. Snow.
Right.
Readers trapped indoors.
Yay!
No more beach crap. No more going taking kids to sports to practice.
Oh,
trap them inside.
No, we still have.
Oh no, I have to take my kids to sports practice
thing.
Even in the snow.
Have any of you thought of? Because I know there's a need for like children's Halloween books. Has anybody thought about doing anything like that or want to? I mean, you know, I heard about actually JD from the children's story hour, the half hour that she does. She's looking for children's stories about Halloween, and there aren't a lot. I wonder if anybody's thought about ever doing one, because you all have.
I'm doing a Halloween one. I'm doing a tween short story one.
You are?
A what?
It's for tweens, for 12, 13.
Oh, I didn't hear that word.
It's not
going to
be
like, kid,
but it's not. Yeah, it's a tweens.
Well, that's a good idea, because I think that people think that there's a lot of stories on Halloween or whatever holiday it is, and there really aren't, you know. I think there used to be years ago, but there really aren't. So, you know,
I'm coming out with the Halloween Spirit Box.
I don't think it's
the Halloween
there.
Northwest.
I'm
the Halloween Northwest, the Halloween Horror Challenge, you know, all that stuff.
Don't forget the Christmas. You've got to do Thanksgiving too, Jeff.
Thanksgiving.
The turkey
spirit box. Yeah.
That's right. The spirit of the turkey.
Oh, my God. No one will want to
anyway.
Eat it. No one, listen, you got a bunch of superstitious people here, so none of them want to think about turkey being anything wrong with turkey. That's what we should do again, another show on superstition, because that was fun. And we should do one, you know, I know Willow, I know you love the ghost ones, because I heard you on Bennett's show, it was interesting. You know, it is interesting. People really like that.
I love ghosts.
Yeah, I know. Well, we hope we
except
don't
except for when they're
harassing. I like Frankenstein.
Well, speaking of ghosts, I'm going to do a Casper, and I'm going to take off. You guys have a great weekend.
All right.
And I'll be in touch soon.
Have fun. Be safe down there.
Bye, John.
Thank you to all the people that are in the chat room. Thank you so much. It's been fun.
Bye.
Thank you. I even got to look at the chat room today. So take care. Bethany. Bye, Bethany.
Bye.
Bye, Bethany.
I'm calling you right after this, so you know that.
No.
Bye-bye.